I don't go out deliberately to make fun of him, but you know, Donald cannot stand humour directed against him. And if the Republican candidates, if they've done anything wrong, you know, I think in the debates they should be deploying the weapon of humour against Donald. And if they did that, then I think they might be they might pierce his armour rather more than they've managed to date.
How worried should the world be if he becomes president?
Well, I tell you what, I remember that film On the Beach, you know, from the, yep. the Neville Shutlaw, when there was an atomic explosion. If I remember right, the South Pole was the last place that the radiation reached. I think if the Donald became president, we should all be heading for the South Pole.
Shooting from the hip now, aren't you? Now, you've laid down the gauntlet for next week's phone-in, I believe.
That's right. I mean, let's have it. I mean, listen, if he thinks, you know, I'm treating him badly, if he thinks I'm noising him up, if he thinks I'm being unfair, then, you know, if he's got a grievance, if he's got something to say, then let him come on. We'll treat him just the same as everyone else. He might not find it as easy as he's finding these Republican debates, but nonetheless, he'll get the same treatment as every other caller. Now, one stipulation, we don't want a minion. We don't want somebody from Trump Inc. We want the man himself. But if the Donald comes on the phone, then I'm sure both you and I, Ian, will be delighted to take his call and to take him on.
Well, Donald, if you're listening, it's 011-443-456-060-973. Alex, we look forward to seeing you again next Wednesday at 4. That's Alex Salmond.